Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hi all, and welcome. And welcome to the show, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, with me, your host, Mike Davis. And in today's show, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. And I've got an amazing guest lined up as well. Before I bring my guest on, I just want to tell you all about the Psychic Rendezvous that I've been giving tickets away for the past 2 weeks on this. I only have a limited number of tickets left. There will be a chance later on in the show to call in and win some tickets to that, and you'll be able to see Derek Acora, Colin Fry, Ross Bartlett and Ralph Keaton. And incidentally, Ralph Keaton will be coming on to the show on the 19th, just as a guest for a couple of minutes. And also, Ross Bartlett might be joining me next week for a couple of minutes as well. So let's see what happens and what develops with us. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. But today, there's an amazing guest lined up. It's Sarah May. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Sarah, I know that, I've been watching you a bit, really, on TV.
Have you?
Tell us all about that.
I work on Sky Television, Channel 885, and the name of the show is Psychic World TV, where I present and take live readings, texts, and that sort of stuff for a four-hour slot. 9 to 1 in the morning, sometimes 9 to 1 in the evening.
Okay.
With other psychics too.
Okay, so you can call in to the show as in have readings. Is that how that works?
Yeah. There's a lot of back readers on phone lines, and we usually have Skypers as well. People like Jerry Humphries. You had Jeanette Kuhn last week.
I did, yes.
She works on there as well. Penny Otsuka, quite a few on there. And the viewers can actually phone into the studio and have a live reading.
Okay. So, Sarah, do you want to tell me a little bit about you, how you started and all this?
Ooh, how do I tell you that? I've always been psychic. I have a natural gift. Okay. I wasn't aware of it when I was younger, although I sensed there were things around me, but I didn't understand it. And something happened to me in my 20s. Where something took over my third eye, a lady appeared, and I was scared. And I went to a spiritualist church to develop the gift. And I was sort of doing readings on and off, working full-time, was a mom. But I didn't actually become full-time 24/7 until about 3.5 years ago, where I started on phone lines, psychic fairs, and eventually came on the television. I worked on another show before this one. And I'm also a Reiki master as well. Do development groups, work online as well. So that's what I do. Basically, I sense. I see in my third eye. I smell things, I taste things. And I tend to get feelings, illnesses, aches and pains of either somebody in spirit or somebody here. And I can say who they are.
Okay. So, and what age was you, Sarah, when you started this?
I think I've always been doing it, to be honest with you. When I was a child, we had scrolly wallpaper. And I used to sit in the lounge and see a sea of faces. And I used to think, oh, there's faces there. And just stare at all these faces in the wallpaper. And I've always had people come to me, and I've tended to say things to them that have made sense. And when I started developing in the circle, it really took off. I understood it. And so I've been doing it really for quite some time. In my 20s, really, as in receiving messages from spirit and passing them on.
Okay, wonderful. So tell me the places of where you have worked. You know, do you just still work the Spurious churches, or do you go out and do evenings, or?
Yeah. I live in the West Midlands. Television is transmitted from Milton Keynes. I do a lot of psychic fairs in and around the West Midlands. The Black Country is quite a popular area for me as well. I've got a couple of rooms in two or three shops where I will go and do one-to-one readings. I do house parties. I've done radio before. I actually did a reading for Michael Barrymore on the radio. And what else do I do? I do my Reiki as well. I tune people to Reiki. So I've got the healing that works alongside it as well. And I also run development groups where I develop people themselves, which I absolutely love. And I'm involved with Spiritualists Online Network as well, which, you know, Julie Stock?
Yes, yeah. I've done a fair bit with Julie, to be honest.
Yeah, do quite a lot in there, which is internet work. So the only thing really I haven't done is write a book.
Well, you know, I did try a little while ago.
Yeah.
Very briefly. But, you know, I said I did try a little while ago, but I failed very miserably, I've got to be honest.
Did you?
Well, you never know, you know. let's not go there. That's a whole new show.
I'm intrigued now, Matt. How did you fail?
Well, because I just, you know, the words are in my mind, but putting them to paper was another story, and it just didn't happen, you know. I think I summed up my life in four sentences, which wasn't very good. It's not a good foundation for a book.
It's a start, Mike. And all you have to do now is sort of develop those areas.
I got the
fill
front
it out a little bit
and the back cover, and that was about it. It's just the whole book bit I was missing, you know, the in-between pages thing. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? Let's give it time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going from here? Because, you know, as you say, you know, you've worked with a few famous people. Do you see yourself developing on with this?
Yes. It's a pull, isn't it? You know that, Mike. It's almost like you've got an energy pulling you, and it's changing and moving all the time. And you go where spirit take you. Things land in your lap, and you just think, right, well, that's right to do. I do want to travel. I do want to go to New Zealand. I want to do a fair bit of traveling. I think it's the first time in my life that I've really wanted to travel, but I want to do it with work as well.
Yeah.
And write a book as well. That's something I want to do. I've been asked to write a sitcom with somebody, so that's going to be interesting. And just travel, really, and spread the word. Television I absolutely love. It's not about ego. It was something I was given the opportunity to do, and I thought, okay, I'll try it. And I love it.
Yeah.
So maybe
it is.
Maybe
yeah. One day, and I say one day, you know, I will get there, but, you know, all in due time, isn't it?
Maybe I'll have a few words for you.
You never know. You never know. Okay, well, you know what today is all mm-hmm. about. We're going to open mm-hmm. up the phone lines in a bit and start to take some callers. But before I do that, I just want to play a little something here that I've been playing for a little while. And this is not a cue to call in for all those that's listening. It's just a little ad, so I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Ralph Key. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Crump. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to mikespirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
and I'm going to be looking forward to be going up to see, as I said, Derek Acora, Colin Fry, Ross Bartlett, Ralph Keaton at that event. And I know that there are a few people that has already won tickets, and looking forward to meeting all them as well. So should we take some callers here, Sarah?
That'd be lovely.
Okay. I do believe that we have Amanda online with us. Amanda, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing?
You're all right.
Yeah, good, good. I know that you've been trying to get onto the show for a long time, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Okay, well, finally. And I know that you're calling from the UK, Amanda.
I am, yes.
And can you tell me the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was wondering if I could have a spirit reading.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Well, as Sarah's my guest, okay, I'm going to hand you over to Sarah.
Okay.
And we'll see where we go from there. Is that okay with you, Sarah?
Absolutely fine. Hello, Amanda, sweetheart.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Good, as long as you can hear me clearly. Right, what happens with me is somebody comes to me and I sense who they are and I'll pass that on to you. Won't always get the person that you're looking for. So do talk to me because your voice is really important for me, sweetheart. Okay.
Yes.
As I'm linking into you, I've got like a lot of heat around my neck, around the top of my shoulders, and my face has gone quite tingly, okay, and around the back of my neck. And I feel with you that I've got a gentleman close to you or a gentleman near you in the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
I've got a pulling around my heart or something around my heart or around my chest area where I feel that there was something wrong when I was trying to eat food. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've got pressure around my chest, and this is somebody on the earth plane that they're telling me about. Where they've had to maybe go and have a few tests, where there's something wrong when they're eating food and it's getting stuck. Do you understand?
Not what I'm aware of, no.
Okay, but just take it, because that's the first thing they're giving to me.
Yep, yep.
Around you, I've got the name David. Okay, can you connect with that name?
Not in the spirit world.
No, but around you on the earth plane. Have you got a David around you on the earth plane?
Well, not around me, but I do know who a David is, yes.
You do know who it is, because spirit don't always tell me about themselves. They tell me about the people around you, okay? And I build up a picture of what's going on around you, all right? But somebody is giving me the name David, and they're mentioning that. They just want to pass that on to you, okay? I've got a stamp, and I want to put a stamp on something. They're telling me that you've got to post something. You've got something to post, and it's a document connected around contracts. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
No.
I've got to put a stamp on something. They're giving me something around a stamp for you, a document. It's a brown envelope, and it's an A4 envelope. And it's almost like that's going in the post. It could be connected around a job or an interview or something to do with work. And I feel maybe that's coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. I don't know whether you're looking for something.
I am. I've been looking for a while, yes.
Okay, darling, I've got about 2 or 3 weeks' time. I've got a lovely big brown A4 envelope for you with a stamp on it, okay? And this gentleman is giving me this information for you, okay? There is a lady there as well, but I haven't quite brought her forward, all right? But somebody has done something to their arm because I feel under my arm, I've either fallen and caught under my arm or something to do with my arm, and it's either somebody in the spirit world or somebody here. Can you connect with this? Something under the armpit?
I don't know. Cool.
Take it, because there's something there, okay? And just have a little bit of a think about that. I've also got a John around you somewhere.
Right, I do know a John, yes.
Okay, take John, because they're telling me about John. Who had paralysis of the face, a stroke, or Bell's palsy, something like that? You know Bell's palsy when your face drops and sometimes you think it's a stroke?
Right.
It's almost like I've got something... I just feel a big pressure around my face and around the back of my neck. Is this somebody here or somebody in the spirit world?
It might be someone in the spirit world, yes.
Okay, it darling.
It might be
right. Who, Nan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Around the back of my neck, I feel a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Now, this is either her, but I just feel pain around the top knot of my neck. And you know sometimes that injection you put in your bone in the neck, I don't know whether somebody's had problems with the back of their neck, whether it was her or somebody around you, but I feel like I want to put an injection in the back of my neck and just take that. I get a sense that there's new life coming in as well here. Okay, and I feel that there's celebrations coming in around you. I don't know whether you're looking for this yourself, whether it's somebody very close to you, but I feel that they're quite excited about this. And I'm getting April time as either a beginning or delivery. Do you understand? So I want you to look forward to that. And they're also giving me a wedding as well, some sort of wedding or celebration. And they're telling me that they're with you in July. So has somebody got a birthday or passing around about the July time?
I think I've got a wedding to go to. I think it's in July.
You've got a wedding in July. Hey, it's the birthdays in July as well, sweetheart.
No, I can think on the top of my head. There probably is. I'm sure there is, yes.
Or passings, because I feel this July time is a time of tears. I don't know whether something happened around the July time with you about 3 or 4 years ago, but I feel it's a time of tears and a time of reflection for you. Reminding, do you understand? They're just bringing that and they're just letting me know that this is a time where maybe you might do a little bit of reflecting, okay?
Yeah.
I get a sense that you're going to move forward quite quickly, and I get a name of Kate or Catherine or Katie as well. Kathy, Kathleen, Kate or Katie. Okay, so just take that name, okay, because they're giving me that name. I've also got a Margaret with you too.
Maggie. I know a Margaret on the physical.
Good. They often talk about physical people here. Yeah. Thing is about spirit people when they come through, they always talk about themselves. They talk about what's going on around you, okay? I feel quite excited about this opportunity with this brown envelope for you, and I want to say to you, it's signed, sealed and delivered. It's a big change for you, almost like I'm putting roller skates on you, and somebody's given you a bread and butter pudding with custard as well, sweetheart, okay? So I don't know who used to cook the bread and butter pudding, but I've got brown sugar rather than white sugar. They're giving me the brown sugar. So somebody may be a bit fussy about this sugar, and they're showing me that as well. Okay. I can also see a Cadbury's mug. You know the Cadbury's milk chocolate mug?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know whether somebody's got that or whether they had this, but they're just showing me this big Cadbury's mug. Okay? So just watch out around that. That may come in for you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Lily, darling?
Lily. Don't I?
Lily or Lillian? Or is it Lily the flower?
It might be Lily flower.
Lily the flower. Is this relevant around this lady?
Well, she did like lilies.
Yeah, because I just got the name Lily. I presumed it was somebody's name. All right. But for some reason, I want to give you Tiger Lily and not a white lily. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So almost like go and get yourself some tiger lilies, and the smell, it sort of brings your house to life as well, right? They're giving me a celebration in October. So I don't know whether you've got a get-together or something happening around about the October time.
My birthday.
There you go, my darling. Happy birthday for October, okay? And a little bit more money in the bank is what they're telling me. Do you understand? Yeah, because I do feel birthdays are times where you haven't got much for yourself.
No.
I don't know if you've spent that and everybody else, but I just feel around about your birthday, it's almost like, oh, we just wished I had a little bit extra money. But I do feel this job coming in is going to help you around that as well. And I'm also getting the name Mary around you as well, sweetheart. So take the name Mary, okay? There could be aunties, I don't know. Or it could be people that are around you on this in this life. Are you home helping, or is there something to do with helping people, going into people's houses? Or who did that?
I'm not sure.
Has anybody applied to be a home help? I'm going into people's houses and I've got keys.
My partner's mum possibly looks for jobs like that, I don't know.
Partner's mum, because I've got keys and I'm going into people's houses and I'm home helping as well. All right. Was this lady a cook, sweetheart? Because I don't know whether it's her or whether she's given it to you, but I've got a pinny on. Something to do with the cooking or putting an apron on.
Well, I can never remember wearing a pinny, but she did cook.
Cook. Is it your other nan then, darling? Because I've got somebody with a pinny on.
Yeah, oh, yes, I have got my two nans, yes.
Right, I've got a shorter one and a taller one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't really know much of my one of my nans, really. So I wouldn't really remember seeing a pinny on.
Okay, maybe just ask, because I can see the pinny, and it may be that this lady's the bread and butter pudding has come from her. All right. Do you want to ask me any questions, sweetheart?
Well, I wanted to know if there's any, if you can see any wedding for me.
Well, I gave you a wedding in July, didn't I?
Yeah.
And obviously you've been thinking about a wedding yourself, and they've bought the wedding up.
Yeah.
I did give you a celebration around the July time, and I did say to you, was there a birthday or a passing as well?
Yeah.
So my feeling is around that, is the person around you, sweetheart, are they sort of really funny about committing or really funny about wanting to put things in writing?
No, it's money.
Okay. I just do still, even though you've said it's money, I do feel like there's a little bit of hesitancy there and they need to feel on their feet. Do you understand?
Okay.
But I do get some sort of, I just feel, you know, on your birthday, when I said celebrations in October, I actually got a sense that was more than just a birthday.
Okay.
So I've got a feeling there's something materialising around that time. But I do feel, obviously with you and your work and getting more work, that it would be going abroad. You may be going abroad. Do you understand?
Oh, I have got told that before, yes.
Yeah. So I just get a sense it's going abroad, it's small, and it's just one of these situations where we're going to do it because it's important to us and we don't have to worry about inviting everybody. Okay, sweetheart. And I get 14th of October for you, so I want you to take that date.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay. They bring their love to you. Good luck with the job.
Brilliant.
Enjoy the wedding. And I want to give you the name Eileen as well.
Okay, then.
All right, sweetheart. So just take all of that and my love to you. And thank you ever so much for working with me.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Hi, Amanda. Before you go, Amanda.
Yeah.
I know that you've probably been desperate for these tickets, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
And I know that that you've tried calling many times and unfortunately failed many times to get through. So I know I said that the advert I played just now wasn't for the tickets, but let's just say that they are for the tickets. And so let me ask you a question, if you want, to have a chance to win these tickets. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know that the history of Spiritism is all about the Fox Sisters.
Right.
And last week, I know that Paul was a lucky winner, and he got the date right, which was 1848. Can you tell me where the Fox Sisters originated from? I think maybe Sarah and myself might even help you on this if you're a little bit stuck.
I am, yes. I don't overly know everything of them.
Ooh, okay. So, okay, Sarah, so should we give her some help here?
I've got no idea.
Okay, maybe I'll give you some help myself. Okay, well, I know the Fox Sisters originated, not in this country, originated back in America.
I had a sense America. I should have guessed,
yeah.
Shouldn't I?
I thought America, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good enough answer, but it's America in Hydesville. Okay, that's your answer, Hydesville in America. And, okay, let me think of something simpler. What else? What other days do my show goes out live? A Sunday and a...
Tuesday. Thursday.
Correct. Correct, Thursday. Okay. Amanda, if you stay online, my producer will get all your information and we'll make contact with you later. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
No problem at all. Thank you, Amanda, for calling, and I'll chat to you later.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, darling.
Bye now. Bye. Okay. And let's go straight back to the phones there, Sarah. And I believe that we have Paula online. Paula, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, we had a very bad feedback then. Say that again, Paula. Paula, are you still there with us? No, I think she's gone. Okay, let's go to Carol. Carol, are you there with us?
I am indeed, Mike.
Okay, well, you pushed in the queue then, Carol. Wonderful. Can't fault it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Mike.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Carol?
I'd like a spirit reading, please, Mike.
Okay, bear me a second and I'll do my best to make a link to the spirit world there with you and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay with you?
That's okay. Fine, Mike.
Carol, I'm aware of a lady here that stands right in front of me at the minute, and I know as she comes from the spirit world that she kind of ties to my side that I would associate her to be with your mum's side, okay? So I know I've got a lady that connects with you in the spirit world that would link to your mum's side of the family. I know as I'm looking at this lady, she seems to be fine and well before she passes. It's almost as if I want to say whatever she had, whatever condition she had, kind of took a grip on her towards the end of her life. I know that she passed very quickly home to the spirit world, almost as if she was you one minute and in the spirit world the next minute. It's almost as if I want to say here to you as well that whatever condition she had wasn't recognized until the last minute, okay? And I believe once it was recognized, that's when this lady took the turn for the worst and passed virtually, I'm not saying the same day or within the same week, but not long after she passed home to the spirit world. So do you understand of a lady that would that you would know in your mum's side that would fit that description there?
Yes, Mike, yes.
Okay, and let me have a little bit more of her, because I know as I'm looking at her, I know that she's quite rounded in her features as I can see her. Okay, I know that she'd be quite a quite a well-built lady. I know that she makes her way that family is very important here to her, because she's a very family orientated kind of a lady. When she was here, she says to me that there was a few that kind of went their own way. That's okay, she says. That was their choice. Okay, but she was the kind of lady that would always stick around. She'd always do what was best for her family. Okay, and I know that again, that's the way she would have been when she was here. Is that right?
That's right, Mike. Yes.
Okay. Now, as she makes that communication here with you, okay, the first thing she wants me to say to you is that towards the end of her life, she noticed that things became increasingly difficult for her and the family. Okay. Now, what I mean by that is, I feel that she talks about yourself, okay? So if I said to you for yourself that things in your everyday to day life became increasingly difficult before she passed, would you understand that?
Yes, I would, Mike.
Okay. And she says to me here that even though that was difficult then, it's okay now. Okay, it's okay now. So I know that you kind of moved on from whatever that was that made it difficult. I believe it would have been like, and if I'm going to stick my neck on the line here and just say exactly what she tells me, it was like a relationship that I feel as if you had to pull away from because it got difficult there for you and it got to a point where you felt there's no way forward. Is that right?
Yes, Mike, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I don't mean good, mind, because you had a difficult relationship. Good, because I'm right. But I know that as she makes this communication, she says to me, it's settled down now, isn't it? Okay, it's settled down. And I do believe I want to say to you that where you are in your vibration at the minute, that you feel more content, more happy than you ever have before. Is that right?
Yes, Mike, yes.
Now, I know I want to say here to you as well that I want to talk to you on spiritual and spirituality. Okay. Now, if I said to you there, spirituality, it's you'd like to understand more, wouldn't you?
Oh yes, most definitely, yes.
And if I said to you that that you are trying to understand more because you've had some experiences yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And if I said to you that the things that you've experienced, in the beginning, it frightened you a little, didn't it?
It did, yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that, she keeps saying to me three times. So it's happened three times then, is it?
It has, yes.
And will I be right in saying, before you called into the show this evening, something happened this evening, didn't it, which actually made you call into the show, is that right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why does she tell me it's like as if a shadow that keeps going past you?
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Yes.
And that was today, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says to me, tell her that I was with her today. And I know that that's the reason why that when you've called into the show, two, that you want to read in because you want to know who's with you, okay? I know that there's quite a host of people that connects you with you in the spirit world that wants to be around you, okay? But if I say to you that there's someone that's a little bit closer than this lady in the world of spirit that you would like to come through, is that right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because I know I've got somebody here. I know it's a gentleman's energy, okay? It's a male energy that I have here with me, okay? And I know as I've got this male energy, I feel as if I want to say to you that I certainly want to look at a glass. So I want to say to you I would have liked a little drink before I passed home to the spirit world. I know I'm not of a great age, okay? I know that I wasn't of a great age passing. In fact, I feel as if I'm quite young going into the spirit world. And almost as if I could be maybe just out of my teens. So I want to say my late teens, early 20s. This young gentleman that would have passed home to the spirit world, would have, I'm not saying that he would have drunk excessively, but he would have liked a little drink when he was yours. So do you understand of a young gentleman that would have passed home to the spirit world of a young age?
Yes, Mike, I do.
Okay, I don't want to upset you, I really don't, Carol, okay? But I know I've got him with me and I have to give him to you, okay? Because he says to me, I've been around your life, I've been watching the things going on in your life, and he feels it's his duty to intervene, and to put things right, okay? He wants me to apologize to you first of all. So would you understand why he would want to apologize?
I think I do, yes. Yes.
Because he wants to say sorry, okay? And I know, now, if I said to you, Carol, that it's kind of the wrong place at the wrong time, would you understand why I would say that to you? I wasn't meant to be where I was.
Yes, Mike, I can.
Okay, because I know, again, that's what he wants me to say here to you. Now, he tells me that he very often comes into your life, and there's something on your wall that reminds you of him. Would you understand what's on your wall that reminds you of him?
No.
Okay. Because he says, there's something upon the wall that reminds me of you. Okay, sorry, that reminds you of him. Now, there's something hanging up on your wall, isn't there?
Which room?
It must be where you would sit. So it must be in your sitting room, because I can see something hanging up on the wall, and it's kind of like tilting to the one side. And I know I want to teach you that he tells me that happens of when he's closer. I'm not saying that he tilts the photograph or the picture or whatever it is, but he wants me to bring my attention to that, because I want to teach you, know that when this happens, know that he's close around you. So do you understand of that now?
I do, yes.
Okay. And you understand that it tilts?
Yes.
Why does he keep saying to me, tell her 2:30? Would you understand why he would say 2:30?
Yes.
It's a clock we used to have on the wall that used to stop at 2:30 every day.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because he says to me, just tell her 2:30, okay? I know that you would understand. See, so it's a wonderful way that he can communicate and come through here. And be recognized and remembered here to you, okay? Now, he wants me to know, obviously, in front of me, I've got a window in front of me there. And for some reason, he says, look out to the window. Now, why does he see... What's the problem with the window?
There's no problem with the window. I'm just always going to the window and looking out.
Yeah, I've got the window. The cat.
No, no. It's got to be that there's a problem, because otherwise he wouldn't tell me about it. And, you know, I have
a window in the living room that's not closing properly.
Uh-huh. Okay. See, I need to give you exactly the way that I get it, okay? And he says, tell her about the window. And I know whenever the spirit world tells me about the window, that there's a problem, okay? I'm not saying that there is going to be any problems with it, okay? Please don't get me wrong, but he just draws attention to that. So that's his way of, again, of proving to you that he's around your life and around your vibration, okay? He wants me to say about the birthday that's coming up. So would you understand the birthday?
There is a birthday coming up, yes.
Because he wants me to just bring out a cake, and I know I want to put candles around this cake, and I want to say that there's a birthday, and I know it's coming up, okay? It's not something that is gone, it's something that's coming, okay? And I know as well that he keeps talking to me here about your sleeping, because you're kind of not sleeping properly at the moment there, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and if I sit you, it's like mainly like an hour now and again, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and you know, he says, I hope he's right, he says, well, you disturbing everybody else in the house because you can't sleep, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, my husband says I snore.
Excuse me, I don't mean to laugh at that. So my dog sleeps in my room, and that's all he does is snore, and I have to fight to go to sleep before him, because he is, and trust me, my producer's on with us, and he can clarify how loud Marley actually does snore. But I know that he says, no, it's something about your sleeping, where you're not sleeping properly, and it's like keeping everybody else awake, or it's waking people up. So I don't know if when you wake up that you like switch on the lights, or you switch on the TV or something. It's definitely not the snoring thing, but there's something to do with, like, you've been waking somebody up of late.
You get up, never smoke.
Yes, I do get up, never smoke.
Yeah, you do,
okay.
Yeah.
I can't fault you. That's exactly what I do. When Marley wakes me up, I have a quick cigarette and back off to sleep. But I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, he is perfectly well aware of what's going on in your life, okay? He says to me now, it's time that we started putting the plans in action that we have, okay? It's all on paper, but we need to kind of move it along. Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
Okay, because I know that you've done it so many times. The plans has been in action, and, you know, it's... Let me put it in my own words. It's hot, but then all of a sudden it goes cold. Do you understand this?
Most definitely, yes.
Okay. And he says to me that you need to put them plans in action to make it and keep it hot, okay? Keep it moving, because I know that's why I want to put it in front of you there, okay? Does that help you a little bit there, Carol?
Yes, it does, Mike. Could I ask you a question, please?
You can, yes.
Does this young man have a name?
If he, you know, sometimes they don't give us their names, sometimes they do. If he gives it to me, I'll certainly give it to you, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, he's not giving me that information, okay? But let me just see if I can... Okay. See, the name he gives me now, okay, which is not his... Because obviously he's a gentleman, he's given me a female's name. Why does he say I link with Paula as well? Do you understand who Paula is?
Pauline
or Paula?
No, I'm hearing Paula. Okay, so if it's Pauline, then I don't know. I'm hearing Paula. Okay, he recognizes the name Paula.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling, okay? And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Very, very much. Thank you. God bless.
No problem at all. Bye now. Okay, Sarah. Let's go back to the phone lines. But before we do, you know, I'm getting empty messages of saying, tell Sarah we said hi. And I know that's from a mutual friend of ours called Mick. And my last week's guest, Jeanette. It's a blessing that both of them are listening. And, you know, they do like to, you know, say that they're listening and to say hi to you. So maybe you should take this few seconds of opportunity to say hi back to them.
Hello, Coombsy. Lots of love to you. And Mick, I hope your little boy's getting better. And I hope that's okay.
Okay,
give him a love.
Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. And, you know, I'm going to get in trouble by you because I can't really... Is it... I'm sure my producer's put that wrong, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has. Let's just wait.
Is it the area or the name?
No, it's the name.
Really?
Well, it says Jamaica. Is that right? Jamaica, are you there with us?
It's Jamaica. Hi, how are you?
Ah, okay. See, it's the wonderful Welsh and English that we can't really understand ourselves. So, yeah, we're doing very well, thank you. May I ask you where you're calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was just calling for a reading, like a spiritual reading.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, well, let me hand you over to the wonderful Sarah and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Jamaica, darling. I must admit, when I saw the name, I was thinking, are you in Jamaica? Is that your name? But obviously, Jamaica's your name, isn't it? How are you?
Jamaica.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you then. Who's been suffering with throat or who's had a throat problem, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm not sure about a throat.
Is it somebody in the spirit world? Because my throat feels really blocked and really painful. Did somebody have a tube or something put down their throat or somebody had to have that? This isn't something that I'm going to bring for you because I don't do that. It's an evidential thing. There's something around the throat area.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Don't know. Have a think about it. Because I just feel like my throat is really tight and there's a lot of pressure around that area as well. And it's coming up into my ears too. So if it's not somebody in spirit, it'll either be close to you or close around you. Okay. Right. Somebody likes the garden. I can see a lot of grass. Okay, and I can see that somebody either around you or somebody in spirit was something to, it was flat ground and the grass looks really nice. So it's nothing to do with landscape gardening or anything like that, is it, Jamaica?
Jamaica? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because
yes,
I can see a really nice garden and I'm really particular about my grass and about my borders. And this is either around yourself or somebody in the spirit world that's telling me about this. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Really fussy about my garden and really take a lot of pride. And I just feel that there's somebody really close to you who, I don't know whether you've been calling out to them recently over the last 2 weeks, whether it's an anniversary or something like that, but I feel like I want to put a blanket around your shoulders and I don't know whether this person in spirit had the blanket around the shoulders and they're passing it around to you, keeping you warm, giving you love, and just saying that they're there around you. Do you feel warmth around your shoulders or around the back of your neck at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah, this is somebody that's coming close to you and they're letting you know that they are there. And this is where I have this throat problem. So it's either connected around them or somebody really close to you because I know that I can feel this blanket coming around you, okay? And it's almost like they pull it round and they make sure that it fits you nicely and keep you warm and comfortable, okay? So I do feel there's been a little bit of sitting in the chair, a little bit of worrying, a little bit of sort of reflecting back quite a lot. Do you understand this, Jamaica?
Yes.
Yeah? And it's almost like they want to lift you up and get you moving and almost get you outside. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether there's any reasons for you to be like this other than I'm feeling a little bit low with you, sweetheart. And I just feel there's more to it than you think. Okay. Has there been a family upset where there's been some sort of fallout around about November time or something around November time where there was a loss or a grievance or something?
Not November. I don't think it was November.
They're giving me November, sweetheart. Has there been a rift or something where somebody's not talking or there was a fallout?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You understand that? And what I want to say to you is, I don't know whether you got caught in the middle of this and almost like you've been left aside. Do you understand? Almost like you couldn't do anything and they've left you to one side and you've been left to your own devices, okay? But I do feel that it will repair, and I feel around about April time, they're giving me springtime and Easter time. And I feel when the springtime, that's springtime here, I don't know what your seasons are like over there. I don't know, do you get new buds and stuff like that around about the April time?
Yes.
You do, so it's exactly the same. I can see some sort of purple flower. I don't know whether it's in your lounge or whether it's in your garden or where it is, but it's specifically a purple flower that I want to draw your attention to. Are you aware of this flower? I want to give you violets for some reason.
Okay.
Okay, violets or purple flowers, or also what I have in my garden is what we call a butterfly tree, which is, I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's almost like a big shrub bush with purple hanging grape-like flowers, but they're not grapes, on it, and it attracts all of the butterflies, okay?
Yes.
And when I bring in the word butterfly with you, it's a new beginning coming out of your cocoon, and you're not going to believe this, but I feel... around about this end of March, April time, that you're going to feel like you want to get up, be involved, and make change and do a few things around groups around you. I don't know whether you're involved in groups and you've pulled back. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah? Do you understand, sweetheart? I feel you're getting back involved with your groups because it's almost like somebody's upset you and you've withdrawn. And you've let everything else go because somebody's made you feel sad. Do you understand, sweetheart? And I feel that this is going to release. And I feel like, Tigger, I'm bouncing back. And you are in control. You are walking in your shoes and nobody else's shoes. Because only your shoes fit you. Do you understand? And
yeah.
It's almost like you've done nothing wrong. Please believe in yourself. Please don't let other people knock you down. And let's grow again. Let this flower blossom. Okay. I've got Michael around you, or Michaels, or Saint Michaels. Is this relevant with you?
I know about Saint Michael, but I don't really know a Michael.
Okay. Is Saint Michael as in Archangel Michael, or
right.
Is it the name of a building around you?
Right.
So, is it Saint Michael, sweetheart, Archangel Michael?
Right. Yeah, that's the only Michael I can think of. I don't know.
Do you call him in to help you?
Yes.
So you're spiritual yourself. Your angel wings are still there and you will be lifted. Do you want to ask me any questions, sweetheart?
Do you see anybody like coming into my life romantically? Like that kind of way? Do you see anything like that?
Okay. I feel my direct answer to you is yes. However, you've got to build yourself up, get yourself out, because I feel you're meeting somebody in a group situation. And I do feel this is coming in around about May time. Okay. I do feel that this gentleman used to wear a suit. So he was somebody who was important, but I don't feel he does that now. All right. And I feel that this gentleman is going to be quite a broad-shouldered man and quite a big-built man, okay? And he's got a soft voice because I feel in the past you've been shouted at, Okay. And I do you understand? You will know this gentleman. You will know him straight away because he has a soft voice. And you will feel very drawn to him. But in order to get there, you need to get out. Okay. Now, that isn't a carrot dangler to get you out of your chair and get you out of the house. That is what I actually see coming for you, because I do feel that around about this March, April time, that you will start making moves, building your confidence and getting out, basically. I feel that's really important to you. Who's Jess or Jessica?
Okay.
Yeah?
I don't know Jessica.
All right, okay. We'll take that name. She may be involved with the group that's coming in, okay? Please just take that name. And I've also got a September birthday with somebody.
No, I don't know.
Any passing in September? I feel like I'm in the middle of September, some connection around about the middle of September. It's not the beginning or the end. They're drawing me towards that area. And as I say this, I've got quite a pull in my chest and I feel like I've got heart pains. So I feel that somebody may have passed with heart pains. It's going over the right-hand side of my chest, okay? So I feel there's somebody in spirit that passed with a heart condition. Can you take this?
My grandmother, but I don't remember if it was September.
Okay, well, she's given me middle of September. All right, maybe you could check that out. She's given me middle of September, and I just feel this pulling in my heart. And I'm wondering if this is the lady that's putting the blanket around you as well, sweetheart. But around the blanket, I've got a checked one. I don't know whether this lady had a checked blanket. Do you understand when I say checked? It's like, I don't know, wherever I sit, it's like a picnic kind of blanket, but it's like a red and green check, okay? And that's what I can see. Okay, and I just see that blanket around this lady. I do feel that she draws close to you in June as well. So I don't know whether something goes on around about the June time, whether it's a celebration or a connection with you in June, but she's telling me that she's with you in June. Okay, and I'm getting pot roast with you as well. Okay, pot roast. So I don't know whether everything went in the pot. I don't even know what pot roast is. I am not a cook at all. I feel like I've roasted potatoes, but they're in a pot with liquid. I don't understand that, but just take that, sweetheart. Does that mean something to you? I've roasted potatoes.
That's like my favorite meal. It's like pot roast.
Oh, how amazing. So you roast the potatoes and then you put them in the gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, like,
we'll have to try
like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming over. So she's giving you your favourite meal. When spirit give you your favourite meal, that is all about nutrition, spiritual love, giving you the food, loving your tummy, basically. And it's your favourite, so it makes you feel really special. And she's all around you. She's giving you a lot of love. And I'd like to give my love to you too, out of that chair, lady. Okay? And get your shoes on, your feet moving. Man's coming in for you around about May time.
Okay.
And I want to give you licorice sticks as well. Okay. Lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, and thank you, Sarah. Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. I know we're going to give Sarah and myself a little 5 minutes, but we'll be right back just after these few things.
Hi, I'm Ralph King. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett and Derek.
shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Forget about life.
Who's got to go and see the optician, or has got something where they've got dry eyes?
could you just look into that for me? Maybe not clicking in straight away, but I feel like I've got to go to the optician and something to do with my eyes. That's the first thing that they're showing to me. They're also putting a pair of glasses on me, okay? So I feel like I need to look into something a little bit deeper with you, right? Has there been letters where there's been upsets? Has somebody been writing to you, or has there been emotional letters?
No.
Right. I'm getting letters, and they're handwritten.
No, not at all.
Right, we'll just wait and see, because I just feel like somebody wants to tell you something, or I'm writing something down, and my writing is slanting to the right and very loopy Y's and G's. Do you understand? And I can see this letter. So I feel like somebody wants to communicate with you, or somebody wants to write to you. Okay? So wait and see what happens around that. It's somebody that isn't in another area. I feel it's somebody maybe that's quite close to you as well. Maybe they can't discuss something with you and they want to put it in writing so that you understand it in writing, okay? Just wait and see. They're bringing me towards the July time with you. Is there a birthday or a connection in July with yourself and your family or very close to you?
No.
Is there a passing around about the July time?
No.
Okay. Have you got a pen and paper?
Yeah,
you're making notes of this, because they're giving me July, and I feel that I'm definitely with you.
What's going to happen? Why?
I don't feel I'm bringing you anything that's going to happen in July here. I feel like I've got a memory link there with you. So see if you can research that, because they're giving me a memory link around about the July time. There may have been tears around that time, okay? I don't know what it is, but I just feel emotional and tears, and they're giving me that July link. So to me, that is either going to be a passing or a breakup of some sort. Do you understand? Or some sort of something went wrong around about that time, because they're giving me July time around you. So just have a think about it. You don't have to be too specific about the time, but that's what I'm feeling, because I do feel tears, and I feel maybe this is why my eyes have dried up. All right, I feel like I've shed a few tears. Okay. Now let's have a look. Is it your son that would be writing to you, sweetheart?
No.
Is there a disconnection around your son?
No, I have him on weekends and stuff. It's just that he went to live with his dad about a year ago, and he'll be only 11. I want to know if you see him come back live with me.
This is where I've got. Was this around about the July time?
On January.
January. Why have I got tears in July? Just take it anyway, because they keep going on about these tears in July. It may well be that around your son, there is a disconnection in the way that he's not living with you, isn't there? Yeah? I feel that he wants to write things down, okay? That he's got things to say. Maybe that he can't speak to people very easily, okay? And I just feel that it maybe comes from him, all right? Mike, are you going to come in on this one?
No, no, I'm fine.
Okay. He's got things that he needs to say. He feels upset. And I know you're saying when and if he's coming to live with you. I feel like he's got to get it off his chest. He needs to be encouraged to do it in writing. Okay? And that's where I saw the disconnection. Okay? But I do feel that he does want his mummy. He wants to see you more. And he wants to build on that. But he wants it to be fair. Okay? And he will be fair with the way that it goes. Okay? So it may be that... it'll be half and half if you get to that. But I'm getting around about the age of 12 and a half around that, as he just gets a little bit older. All right? Now, around relationships with you, I do feel that maybe there's somebody in the past or somebody around you already now, okay, who will come forward. But I do feel that there's been some sort of upset around a relationship as well, and this isn't connected with your ex-partner or your ex-husband, okay? So do feel that there's somebody around you now.
No.
Sorry, darling. Do you understand?
No, that was 10 years ago.
Okay, well, it's somebody around you now, or somebody who already knows you, somebody that you know. It isn't somebody new coming in, and it isn't going to be your ex-husband or your ex-partner.
Well, I had an ex-boyfriend who broke up with me about 5 weeks ago, but then I sort of have a friend that is kind of more friend, but not right now, but I want to know if anything's going on with that or if I'm going to meet somebody in the future.
That's what I've just said to you, sweetheart. It's somebody that's around you now. So your questions were already there in your mind and they've been answered. I do feel it's the person that's around you now that will come forwards. I feel you will get both of them coming forwards. I don't see anybody new. I feel you're going to build something with one of these two people around you. Okay, so they're already there. This person is already there. Are you still there, sweetheart? Okay. Have I still got a connection there?
I think we have still a caller. I think she's gone.
All right, okay.
But remember, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading, Suzanne, if you're still there, over on MikeSpirit.fm. We go back to the phone lines. Sometimes that happens, they say, you know, if the call gets cut off, then unfortunately that happens. I believe that we have Mike online. Mike, are you there with us?
I am. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Mike. And yourself?
Living the dream.
Good, good. Okay, well, Mike, tell me, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, you know, it's the first time listening to the show, so I think I would like to just go with a spiritual reading, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem at all. Mike, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I am in the suburbs of Detroit.
Okay. Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Absolutely.
Mike, I know I'm aware of like, mother, okay, like mum that wants to communicate to you with me, okay? So what I'd be right in saying that your mum is in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that when your mum passed, that you would have been very much confined and restricted towards the end of her life? Because I'm feeling, now as I'm sat in my chair, I feel that this is the way that this lady wants to come through and just sit down with me, which tells me that that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life, very much confined, very much restricted, and wasn't able to do much for herself before she passed home to the spirit world. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and I know as well that she makes me aware that there's hospitals, because I know I'm hearing machines that beeps in the background here with us. I know that I'm aware of the hospital connection. So your mum either passed in the hospital, or she would have been in and out for the hospital for a little while before she passed there. Is that right?
Yes, a hospice care.
Sorry?
Hospice.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So as long as you understand the information, that's what's important here. Because she makes aware that she was, you know, if it's a hospice, then that's fine, because she would have been out of her home, the environment. But I know as she makes this communication here with me, Mike, at the minute, she wants me to say that you're about pushing forward, about you keep, you know, don't stop moving onwards. Don't stop moving forward, because I believe that I want to say that you, that the more that that you push forward, the more success is going to come into your life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that it's only been the last, see, as you said in the very beginning, living the dream, it's only been like the last 6 months that you've actually started to live the dream in, if that makes sense to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got a new business, so it's new attitude.
Okay, because I know it's been like the last 6 months. And she tells me here that it's been, you know, it's been a bit of a journey to kind of get you there, Mike, isn't it?
Yes.
And if I say to you that you've been pushed and pushed and pushed to the point of where you feel, I can't do much more, only give in to it, okay? Would you understand that you've had to give in to this newfound success of yours? Is that right?
Yes, because I'm my own worst nightmare.
That's okay, Mike, because that's what she tells me here. It's almost as if you've had to give in to it. Now, I know that she makes me aware that, you know, you've kind of been thinking of your mum quite a lot in the spirit world of late as well, haven't you?
Oh, sure.
OK, Okay. And she tells me that she's been around you, particularly as you've been thinking of her, and she wants you to know that, you know, she's never very far away, you know, she's always only just a thought away. And if I said to you that you quite often talk to your mum in the spirit world, you'd understand what I'm saying there, wouldn't you?
A little bit, yes.
Good. Now, Mike, she tells me about direction. She wants to give you direction in your life. Now, even though that your business is doing fine and it's growing, you know, it's something to do with, like, computer. So you'd understand there's a lot of work that you do on the computer. Is that right?
Pretty much all my business is online.
Okay, perfect, because I know I've got the computer in front of me, and I know that that's what she talks to me about. But now, let me talk to you as well about something else. And if I said to you that of where you are in life, okay, business is good, but I would certainly say to you that you want your the other part of your life to be just as good at the minute. Would that make sense to you, that you're waiting for something to explode in your everyday-to-day life as well, isn't it?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Because I know that you're waiting on something new coming in, and it's just not coming quick enough, is that right?
Well, right, I mean, I see the momentum of the business and so forth growing and growing and growing, but financially it hasn't happened yet.
Uh-huh, okay, because I know it's like I'm wanting something to... See, it's like as if I want to say to you that it will keep coming, okay? It will. You keep putting out there, and it will come back to you, okay? Tenfold, okay? And you know, stop self-doubting yourself, because I know that, you know, as you've already said, that you are your own worst enemy at that, aren't you?
Yes, there is doubt that creeps in, and am I deserving, and so forth, so sure.
There's someone here called, calling to me, William. Tell him William. Now, I know that's a good old-fashioned Welsh name, William. So would you understand why I would say that you William?
William. She has a brother, William, who's,
okay, perfect.
Who's alive.
He's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would you understand if I said to you that her brother, William, needs thoughts needs to be sent to him, so is he not feeling altogether well at the minute or something?
According to Facebook, that would be correct.
Okay, because I know I want to say that she wants me to talk to you about William, okay? So I don't know if there's contact going to be made with her brother, with yourself or something, I don't know, but there's certainly something to do with William, because she recognizes that there's a problem there. And that would be to do with something health-wise, is that right, Mike?
Correct.
Okay. And you know, I know I've got somebody else that comes through, and, you know, I want to take big, deep breaths with this one. I know that this is a gentleman. I believe I want to say to you that when he passed, this is how he would have been, taking big, deep breaths, gasping for his breath, because I know it's my breathing is very much labored, and I believe that's the way he would have been when he was you. This is breathing was very labored. I believe I want to say to you, it was the heart that took him over in the end. Even though that this man had quite a few warnings, he didn't take much notice of them. But, you know, he just carried on, and he kind of knew better what was in his life. I know that he makes me aware that, you know, discipline is the key word here, because I know that he's the kind of fella that would like to be authoritative, opinionative as well. You know, and it's even to the point where I feel that this could be like a fatherly figure here with you. So would you understand of this gentleman?
In regards to how the passing occurred and so forth, I don't know many details of any of my great aunts or uncles or grandparents on how they passed, you know, the last few days. But sure, I know my grandfather on my dad's side was a ball buster, so...
Okay, because I know that's exactly what I'm aware of you, you know, authority, discipline, I want to push myself out there, I want to make myself be heard, and you have to do exactly what I tell you or you would soon know about it, okay? And I believe that he's come through at the minute because you need him in your life, okay? You kind of need to be pushed forward. And why do I want to say to you that you could have done this a long time ago, couldn't you? Within your business.
There were other businesses that didn't work out in the past, sure.
Okay. Because I'm being told that, you know, you could have done this a long time ago, but you chose not to, okay? But I know I want to say that you know, it's... I don't know, but he keeps talking to me about marketing. Would you understand why he would say about marketing?
Did you say marketing?
No, marketing.
Marketing. Oh, sure. That's pretty much what I do on a daily basis with my website to promote my business and so forth.
Okay. That's fine, because he talks to me about marketing, okay? And I know that's the area he wants me to look at. And that's fine. But I know I want to see you too, Mike, that, you know, these people in the spirit world are close around you. They are very much around your vibration and wanting you to kind of do well and move you onwards, okay? Don't stand still, and, you know, things will grow from strength to strength there with you. Okay, you understand?
Yes, absolutely.
Good, okay. So is there anything you want to ask me now, Mike, before we go?
Just a quick question in regards to the next 4 to 6 weeks financially. I quit my job right before New Year's that kind of took care of the day-to-day stuff to focus 100% on this. Is there going to be some type of check income coming in within that time period?
Okay. Mike, if I say to you that you send up a lot of, like invoices right now, is that right?
I apologize, you broke up.
Okay. You're kind of sending out a lot of invoices at the moment, is that right?
Sure, yes.
And there's one in particular that you're kind of pushing, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because if that one comes in, then that one will kind of financially secure you for the next few weeks after. And then I believe it's like, it is going to come, but, you know, it's going to be in the next few weeks. It's not going to be like next week or the week after. You're going to have to wait a little while. And I believe it's going to be like I believe that there's going to be a few others going to come in first, but
okay,
this other one will come in and we'll sort things out there for you.
Yeah, I went ahead. I mean, I'm ahead of my rent several months, and, you know, some savings and stuff like that. So, you know, that's you know, the next month or 6 weeks, 2 months are fine. But just that little comfort level.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I you know, Mike, I know I want to say too that it will work out for you. Okay, you just need to be a bit more patient and, you know, be more confident, because I feel that's what I want to say to you, be a bit more confident.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling there, Mike. Remember, come on over to, no problem at all. Remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm where you will receive a copy of that reading. And I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe it's Steve online next. Steve, are you there with us?
Hello, I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in California.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Steve?
Like a spirit reading.
Okay. Let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Sarah. Sarah, are you okay there?
Hello, Mike. You're okay?
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, yep. Sarah.
Hello, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Goody. When you came through, I had like a excited feeling around my stomach, almost like something exciting is happening around you. I feel like you've been waiting for some news or waiting for something to happen, and
right.
It's almost like it's materializing and it's coming in. Have you been speculating doing some sort of business deal or something over the last half of the year? Were you waiting?
You mean
for
as far as investing?
Say again, Steve.
You mean as far as investing?
Something about speculating, putting something in, and waiting for it to pay off. Do you understand?
Just maybe working on manifesting and praying for wishes to come true.
Lovely. But you've been doing this for about 6 months for some reason. Okay?
Hmm.
And I don't know whether something triggered you around that time. All right? Who is it that gets a backache? I feel like my
back... I do.
Okay.
My lower back.
Yeah, because they're just telling me backache. And sometimes with your lower back, it feels like you're not holding yourself up in life. All right? I'm not saying that you're not, but sometimes it's almost like there's been something happened around you that has knocked you down a little bit, and you find it difficult to build back up. Okay? I feel that there was somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you that has problems around their tummy. I've got stomach problems, okay, pains in my stomach, and something
my mother
to do with
used
my
to
stomach.
Have, my mother has passed, and she used to have ulcers.
I felt ulcers because I feel like it's stinging and peptic. Do you understand? And almost like, it sounds awful, but regurgitate. Do you know? Almost like when food goes down, it's just uncomfortable. Okay?
Yes, I do. I understand.
Yeah. And I do feel I've got a lot of love for you. And anybody could say that, but I can feel it. Okay? I want to give you rose or rosemary or a rose. Rose.
Okay.
Can you take that? Just take that. And also, as I feel that mom's around me, I feel I've got an April connection with you as well, Steve.
Okay.
She's bringing me to the month of April, all right?
Okay.
And
Okay. Somebody's
partial to a bit of chocolate orange, because I feel like I want to eat chocolate orange as well.
I can't relate to that.
you can
orange?
I cannot. No, well, here it's Terry's chocolate orange, but I've got chocolate with an orangey taste, unless it's a mousse or something that somebody made with a bit of Cointreau in an orange. But I just feel I've got chocolate and that orangey taste. So just take that. That may be something coming in around you. I just want to give you that. Right. I feel around this lady that I just went really tired and a little bit lifeless and almost. This is just how I feel around this. I feel like I didn't have the energy to speak, or maybe the words that should have been come out and it wasn't said. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I feel that she had something. This is upsetting, and I hope it doesn't upset you, but she had something on the. Okay, and it was almost like somebody said.
I didn't hear what you said. It broke up. She had something.
Think on the tip of her tongue that she wanted to say, and the word didn't come out. Okay. And there was a little bit of regret around that, and I feel it was the name of somebody, but maybe not your name. She maybe been talking about somebody that came to take her to the spirit world, and I feel it was a gentleman that came and took her to the spirit world.
Okay.
She almost. Their name. So we've got a little bit of a shocked look around this lady's face. Okay. What I do want.
You're breaking up.
Something. Okay. I'll continue, and if you don't get it, I'll repeat it for you. Okay. Can you hear me now, Steve?
Yes. It's like you will talk, and then I'll hear blank, and then you'll talk, and then you'll hold nothing. Yeah.
Right. Why have I got curtains? Why is she telling me about curtains? Or blinds?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Is there something that you need to do connected with curtains or blinds? Or are you looking at getting some new ones?
Right, I need to take care of that.
And she's saying, hurry up.
Okay.
She was a bit of a rusher. Okay? She wouldn't take time over things, she would rush things. And it's almost like she's saying to you, it's time to sort your curtains.
Okay, I'm not hearing you. You see, the last thing I heard you say was, it's time to do your curtains, that's the last thing I heard you say.
Yeah, you've got to do something with your curtains or your blinds, and she's saying, get it sorted.
Okay? I will.
Right. Are you looking for some sort of spiritual sanctuary, or to be developing your gift, or to be working in this line of work yourself?
Well, if that's my path, but it's not something I really have been consciously trying to do, but I'm interested in the subject.
You are, because I feel like there's a group that you could attend where you will gain a lot from.
Okay.
And I feel in doing this, it will move you in every direction in your life, because what you're manifesting is lovely, but you need to find that comfort and confidence within yourself.
Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of questioning with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the only way to answer your questions is to go into some sort of group, spiritual group, and to actually experience it.
Okay.
Okay, and that's really important. I get a sense that July is going to be a really good month for you.
Okay.
Okay. And there's something around your work. You're waiting for something to pay off around your work.
I'm waiting for more sales to increase.
Yeah, you've been speculating. That's what I got right at the beginning. And are you changing direction? Because I see a change of direction.
I would like to,
if
the opportunity presented itself.
Okay. Are you selling things on the internet, or are you connected with selling things on the internet?
No.
Okay. Have you been thinking about this?
I've just been thinking about selling some items of mine to earn some extra cash locally, like to certain stores.
Lovely.
But other than that, no, I haven't been thinking about that, no.
So that is just connected with that thing that you're thinking about now. I still have some connection on the internet about marketing yourself and advertising yourself. So whatever it is you're doing, I feel like it needs to be advertised more.
Could it be my music, perhaps?
Ah. Do you pop it on? I mean, they put on YouTube and stuff like that here. Do you pop it online?
I have a couple things there.
Yeah. CallGHTalkRadio.com is the information I'm getting from the producer. I'm presuming he's wanting me to pass that on to you. Unless that's come through for me to read myself, to be honest with you. Right. Your music, you know, I just feel your spiritual side needs to lift up and everything else is falling in for you, okay? But as far as your work's concerned, I know that you are you're selling a few things yourself on the internet, but I do see...
I'm not selling anything on the internet. I'm not.
No, but you've got something that you want to sell to local shops. I see something
It's just some used CDs, that's all, just to get a little extra cash. It's just a momentary thing. It's nothing major.
I feel that's more than it is. Are these your CDs, or are these CDs
These are just used CDs I bought that I need extra cash to... So, you know, you trade them or you sell them for extra cash. That's all that is.
That's fine, but from that, I feel there is more. There's something connected on the internet for you, and yes, it could be connected around your music, and I feel like it's taking off around about the July time. Okay. I get that around about July. I get it around about the 7th of July. Something, some contract or something taking off around that time for you. Okay. And I get a spiritual group that you'll be involved with. And I feel that when you do this, it's almost like developing. In this country, we develop in churches, in groups and whatever. You're questioning a lot. And I feel mom will come to you in this situation and there will be evidence come to you. Around this time, and I feel that is maybe around about the June time, okay? But July, what you're manifesting, what you're wanting to come in, I feel like it will come in for you. And it's something to do with the internet. It could be to do with your music, but I do see that is where it's coming in, okay? And it may well be that what you're doing now will fall back, and you will, it's almost like taking a different direction. And I look forward to that for you because I feel that is quite a healthy situation for you to be in, and I feel your back pains and everything like that will release when you get to this time. It will get easier for you.
But do you see sales? Do you feel sales picking up at my job that I'm at now? Because it's been slow lately.
Yeah, I do. I feel you're moving another direction there. We're ticking over, literally. We're ticking over. I don't see it subsiding, but I see it ticking over.
What does that expression mean?
Ticking over is getting by. Okay. No great improvements, but getting by. No loss, but getting by. All right, sweetheart.
Thank
good
you
luck
so much.
For July. That's a pleasure. Lovely talking to you. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, well,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve. And
hi,
remember,
Steve.
Come on over to mikespirit.fm. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling. Okay. I do believe that we have Sonia on next. Sonia, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Sonia. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm almost calling in for a reading, see if you're picking up anything in the spirits, and see also if you're picking up anything, you know, regarding my love life.
Okay, bear with me a second here, and I'll do my very best to make a link to the spirit world there for you, Sonia.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I know I'm aware of a lady that, I know the first thing that she shows me is that she lost lots of weight before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that that would have been a condition that she had that would have made her lose this weight. I do feel it's something to do with, like, her stomach that's traveling. I know whatever I'm feeling this, it's like cancer. I want to say to you that there was other things that was going on with this lady's body as well. So I know that there was a multitude of things that she would have had wrong with her towards the end of her life. Now, I know, as I said there, that she would have lost lots of weight. And now I can see it in her face. I know that I'm seeing her face starting to slim down towards the end of her life as well. I do feel as if I want to say to you that she comes on your mum's side of your family, okay? And I want to say to you that she was a nice age of when she passed, okay? So do you understand of a lady like this in your mum's side there for me, Sonia?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm sure there is, but I just can't think of anyone, you know, right now. And there's no way I can ask my mom because she's not around anymore, so...
Okay, then let me get a bit more information off and we'll see where we go, okay? Now, your mum, if I say to you that she's from quite a large kind of family, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And see, what she gives me is eight. There's eight of them. So would you understand that there's eight of them in your mum's family?
Yes.
Okay. And there's more boys than girls, is that right?
Well, so far there were just two girls and two boys living, but my mom passed 4.5 years ago. But I know there were some losses that my grandmother had, and probably some of them were boys.
Okay, because I know I'm aware of of this lady that comes to your mom's side of your family, and I believe that that's where she links with. There's more boys than girls, and I know that there's eight of them that connects there. Okay, so there's six children, and the mom and dad. I'm not sure, but I know that there's eight of them. Okay.
Okay.
We'll just go on with that and see what she comes up with. Because if it's no way of you finding out, then, you know, it's always a bit difficult. But let's see what she has to say. And if I see to you as she comes around your vibration right now, it's almost as if I got the feeling as if, God, I'm down, okay? And I feel that's the way I want to say around you, that you feel quite down with inside yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Well, yeah, in a way, yes.
And if I say to you that you feel as if you need a little bit more support of those as closest to you, do you understand of that?
Yes.
And it's like as if you're kind of trying so hard for everyone else and you feel as if you're getting nothing back at the moment. Is that right?
At times, that's correct.
Okay. Now, if I said this to you, Sonia, that you've kind of turned to the spirit world and asked them for help, you've asked them for guidance, but it just... seems as if there's nobody listening to you on times, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I want to say to you that they are listening to you, okay? Because obviously they are, because they're telling me, okay? They are listening to you and they are doing of what they can from the other side of life to make sure that things start working in your life the way it's meant to be going there, okay? But I know I want to say to you that... you know, the more that you feel closer to the spirit world, because I know that you do feel close to the spirit world, you must go somewhere where you can have, like, regular communication. Is that right? Or you try and have regular communication, because I know that she tells me here about that, you know, this is not the first time for her to communicate, and there's been lots of others that you've had communication with. And I know as well that I've seen of another lady here that I feel that she would have passed very quickly, and I believe it's like an accident of some sort, or I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I believe it was like a car accident that this lady would have passed with, because I know that I'm feeling as if I wanted to be thrown across the other side of the room, which tells me that there would have been impact. Okay, so I know that there's another lady that would have passed with impact, with like a car accident, of when she passed home to the spirit world. And I know I want to say to you, it's like the knock to the head, the bump to the head, is the way that this lady would have passed there. Okay, so would you understand with her as well, if me?
Yes.
Okay, and she's a little bit more closer than the first lady, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that as she brings this communication in here, if I see you, it's this is the one that you communicate with more often than not. Is that right?
At times, yeah, I think I feel that, yes.
Okay, good. Now, I know that she wants me to say to you as well here. Okay. Now, who's the one that's complaining of headaches at the moment? Is that yourself?
Headaches at the moment?
Yes.
I get headaches from time to time, you know, depending on the situation, yes.
Okay.
Why?
Because
is there an issue with that?
No, I'm not saying that there's any, you know, any underlying issues or anything, but she just makes me aware of the headaches, okay? And I know whenever the spirit world makes me aware of these conditions here, know that there's healing going your way, okay? Because she says to me that it kind of does you no favors, okay? Because it kind of gets in your way sometimes. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know as well that I want to say to you as well, this, Sonia, that you feel in life at the moment that you're taking 3 steps forward and 2 back. Is that right?
Yes, sometimes I feel that way.
Okay. And if I say to you that the way that we need to put this to you is that we need to start moving forward now. We need to start doing what's right for ourselves. And, you know, if I say to you that you're the kind of person that always does right by everyone else and leave yourself to last, is that right?
Yes, but they don't see it that way, you know.
Okay.
And even with family, you know, I've done so much, like, for my nieces and nephews, and not one phone call, not one email, you know, at a point where, you know what, I'm tired. I've done what I can. If you don't want to reach out to me, you know, nothing I can do.
Okay, because that's exactly what she makes you aware of, you know, that it's difficult for yourself, isn't it? Okay, but I know that she wants me to say here to you that no matter what, that she's always around your vibration. She's always trying to make it work there for yourself, okay? And she says to me, you know, you just hold your chin up high. There's nothing that you need to hold your head down about. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Does that reason help you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to see, you know, if you were picking up, you know, anything, you know, as far as, you know, my love life. Because, you know, I was hurt very, very bad in 2001 by someone from a foreign country. And I hope I can say this, but, you know, it was by a female. And, you know, we did have a brief relationship. But, you know, this person ended it, and I was, you know, devastated. It's still affecting me. So this person wanted to remain friends, but, you know, throughout the year, they chose not to. And she did a lot of hurtful things, and I just... You know, but never got her totally out of my heart, as much as I try. She did ask for forgiveness. She did say she was sorry, but...
Okay, let me ask these two ladies here about that, and we'll see what they have to say. Okay, now, would I be right in saying that to you, Sonia, that there's, like, I want to see to you that there is a relationship there for you, okay?
There's
more closer, that there is a relationship there for you, but it needs to be more closer to home, okay? And, you know, if I say to you that there's either that you're thinking of moving home, or you're going to move home, or are you going to go and visit someone in a different state or something, would you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's where... we will feel that we will find someone that's quite quite special there to you, okay? So when this happens, remember I've told you about it, and I wanted to say that to you, you know, don't rush it. Let it take its course, because I know that that's what I'm being told. Let it be one step at a time, okay? Because first things first, you need that healing process yourself. You need to get over this last one, even though it was a few years ago, it doesn't matter. You know, I know myself personally of how things can affect us years and years and years later, okay? But let it happen naturally and one step at a time, okay? But I know it's either when we are moving or we're going to go and visit a new state or something. I believe it's going to be someone there that's going to be special there for you, okay? I know it's this year. And I know it's like within the next few months, isn't it, that you're planning on this move or visiting this new state. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, I usually go to Florida at least once or twice a year. I mean, I'm not really planning on moving because, you know, I'm working in this area and I have a very good job. So I'm not planning on at least, you know, leaving that and going somewhere else. But yes, visiting most likely
okay.
for the next 2-3 months.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, remember that I've said that there to you, okay? And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have April online. April, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi. May I just add in there, April, that fortunately for you, that this is the last caller that we can be able to take. And I do apologize to all those that's waiting on the line that, you know, we ain't going to have any more time to get through any more callers this evening. But remember, come back next week or even come back on Thursday. We will be live at 10:30 UK time, and that's at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. But April,
yes.
Let me put you on to Sarah. Sarah, you okay there?
I'm fine, thank you. Hello, April.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to chat
Hello.
With you.
And you, sweetheart. Can you hear me okay?
Of course, yep.
Good, good, good. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Is there anything specifically you want me to look at, April, or do you just want me to have a general look?
A spirit reading, and then also I want to ask about Joey.
Joey, okay, no problem. Let's have a look and see what I've got. I've got April showers around you, okay, which it's almost like I feel emotional. I know your name's April, and I'm not saying you've got an emotional name, but I just feel I'm emotional around about that April time, okay, the month of April, linking in with that time for you. I feel like there were words that haven't been said, okay, and I feel like there's been some sort of a break of where words should have been said and there wasn't. Was there a almost like, did somebody pass and was there a rift in the family?
Well, yeah, my dad just died in December.
Was
yeah.
there some sort of, I mean, I know obviously it's not too far away when he's passed, but
mm-hmm.
was there some sort of upset or fallout or argument around that time, sweetheart?
With his ex, yeah, with his wife, who I don't like. We just, yeah, she's
yeah.
been really evil.
Yeah, and I feel, I feel like Dad wants to say sorry to you. Okay,
Aww.
Powerless really, but I feel like he wants to say sorry, and I'm hoping this will lift you and move you forward. I do feel around this lady that you're not really going to get far. Okay, and almost like, remember Dad's love, hold on to Dad's love. He will have always loved you and he always will do, but just let go of this lady and almost like turn your back and walk away, and that's the best thing that you can do. All right?
That's what I want, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do. That's straight in there, and that's what he's telling me. Did he have tingly feet or did he have something wrong with his circulation?
Yeah, well, at the end, he had cancer, and I was, like, giving him massages, foot massages.
I just feel my feet are going.
Swollen.
Yeah, and I don't know whether my feet had gone dead or something, but I got tingly feet, and obviously he's just obviously bringing me to that area, so you're aware that that is the foot massages.
Yeah.
And sort of around about the September time, something went downhill, okay? Something happened around about the September time and it all went downhill for you, sweetheart. And it's almost like you felt like you were losing everything and it was going through your fingers. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then obviously Dad going in December, although it was a sadness, it was almost like a release. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Released you and moved you forwards. And he's all around you. There's something around the drive. He's telling me about the drive.
The drive.
Is there an incline or a drive somewhere?
I'm not sure. The drive. You mean like in a car?
Yeah.
Or...
Is the holes in the drive or has something got to be repaired? Or is this in the past about a repair around the drive?
I have a car in the driveway that needs to be worked on.
Oh, it's your car. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me about the drive and he's telling me repair something about the drive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel it's something on your drive as well. So maybe just go back. You should know anyway. He's just telling me about that. He's also giving me number 4 around you. So I don't know whether number 4 is a day in a month or a number on a door. 4.
The fourth month. I don't know.
4. He's given me 4. It could be 4, the 4th, or it could be 4 on a door, but just wait for that. And I've got got a 4 on a door. There's a plaque. It's a round plaque, and it's number 4. So it's connected around work or movement with you or movement around your home or something like that, okay? And he's telling me about that. He's telling me there's changes coming up for you as well. All right, almost like doors opening for you that will move you in different directions. Do you understand?
I've been feeling that.
Yeah, and did the patio door get stuck? Because I'm pulling a patio door and it either got stuck or something happened to it.
I don't know. I need a new one.
Ah, that's probably what it is then, because I just feel like I've pulled a patio door and it's got stuck, all right? I feel like I want to give you the name Angel or something to do with Angel. I don't know whether... Do you understand this? As long as you understand it, it's given to you. And what did you want to know about Joey, sweetheart?
Just a general thing.
Okay. Is Joey somebody who is around you? Right. Is this on a relationship side of things?
Yeah.
He's pulling in and running away and pulling in and running away.
Okay.
Yeah? Doesn't mean he doesn't want to be with you or around you. He finds giving you emotions, telling you emotions, how he feels, he finds that a little bit difficult. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to that point, we run away a little bit, but we come back because we don't want to go. So I just feel, let him do it. Almost like, you know, when your child is really tired, let them run around the house, until they drop. That's how I feel. Let him run out of wind. And when he's run out of wind, he'll be too tired to run. So what I will say to you is, he's coming back in, and there will be more fluency around this, and there's more coming for you as far as this Joe is concerned. I do have a heart connection with you there. Okay, darling?
Okay.
They're giving me June with that. So let him exhaust himself running away and let him come back, because he will keep coming back like a boomerang. Okay. Dad gives his love. Somebody had a bad leg. Got a bad leg.
Like he did?
I don't know. I've just got a bad leg. I think we're coming up to time now, sweetheart. I would like to say it was lovely working with you. And are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am. Well, thank you, April. And thank you, Sarah. That was, a lovely reading. April, remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. We'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for listening. And calling, rather. Okay. Sarah, absolutely fantastic. I've loved having you on the show. Very exciting, I must be honest. If any of our listeners want to catch Sarah, head over to Facebook. And add Sarah as Sarah May.
Media Sarah May.
Medium Sarah May. I do apologize.
Sarah May. Two separate words.
Every single week, Sarah. Really
I've heard you, Mike.
Facebook, Medium Sarah May. Or check out Sarah's website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. That's right,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's the one.
I read it this time instead of trying to memorize it. You know, it's not very good memorizing these things, is it?
No, Mike, it's not.
It's not.
Not when
not
you
really.
Are there.
No, definitely not. Never mind. It's Facebook Medium Sarah May. Ding ding. All right. And www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Sarah, it's been an absolutely pleasure working with you. Looking forward to you coming on again. And I suppose it's from me. And Sarah, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Good night. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.